He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. No, it's Wednesday. What's today? Wednesday. 10:23, October the 23rd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have a sloppy start to the market today. Who are we going to blame? We'll find someone to blame. I think we could blame the unemployment numbers from yesterday. But isn't that good news? Doesn't that mean the Fed won't taper? I can't really blame that. How about worries about tighter Chinese monetary policy? Let's go with that for now. The S&P down 12 points, 1742. The Dow down 87 points, 15,380. The NASDAQ, which was almost at 4,000, is down 35 points today. It's at 3,894. The 10-year yield, boy, ever since Janet Yellen was announced as the new Fed, or the heir apparent to the throne and the Fed, interest rates have been coming down. 2.50 is where we're at right now on the 10-year. Gold is down $9.90 per ounce. You would think that Yellen would be gold's best friend. We'll have to see. It hasn't really panned out yet, but you know what? Maybe this will reverse the trend on gold, because the dollar has sure come down since Yellen was announced. Gold at 1332. Oil continues to drop. We have demand up. Supplies are there, though, to meet those demands. Oil is at $96.51 per barrel. It's down $1.79 per barrel today. And the euro stands at 1.38 as the dollar continues to slide. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that my biggest worry right now is there's nothing to worry about. Yeah, you know what? I mean, you don't want to get any kind of irrational exuberance type of a state here in the markets. Talking about irrational exuberance, I sat here and watched the irrational exuberance of the late 90s and at the beginning of this new century, at the turn of the century, when P.E. ratios went completely out the window. In fact, I can remember many analysts being paraded on the TV set that said P.E. ratios and valuations don't matter anymore. It's all about supply and demand for the shares of the stock, and we've entered into a new paradigm, an internet age, wherein PEs and multiples and price-to-book ratios and price-to-sales, that just goes out the window. Now, that wasn't all of the folks out there, but I heard plenty of those people being wheeled out and spouting those words. And I thought to myself, how can that be right? Valuation doesn't matter anymore. Why, you know, I'm not going to just go down and pay any price for a donut shop down here. If I was going to buy a donut shop, I want to know how much they do in sales, how much they drop to the bottom line, what other donut shops sell for, what their potential for growth is. And I want to pay a reasonable price for that donut shop so someday I can make a reasonable profit from my investment. Why should it be any different for a publicly traded company? You know, it isn't any different for a publicly traded company. Oh, yeah, publicly traded companies do trade at higher multiples than private companies, and there's a lot of factors and there's a lot of reasons for that, but not at astronomical higher multiples than public or than private companies. They still have to trade within reason. There still has to be a reason for an investor to buy that company to get a return on his investment, or for someone else to buy that company out. They're not going to just go in and pay any multiple. Well, they kind of did, We saw that in AOL back in 2001, somewhere in there, when Time Warner came in and just paid any old price for AOL. Boy, did that come back to bite them for years. They dragged around that debt like an anchor around their neck of AOL. And finally, when they were finally able to break free of some of that debt, Time Warner has been a very good performing stock since then. So it does matter. Valuation does matter. But valuation is not the only thing in the market. And I know that there's a lot of investors out there that base their decisions on valuation only. Only. You talk to a true value investor, and a true value investor very rarely looks at a stock chart. Maybe by accident he logs on to some stock site that shows stock charts. But for the most part, a value investor could care less about a stock chart. A value investor could also care less about performance numbers. He's not going to buy JCPenney because it's been performing well. Just the opposite. It's been performing very poorly. And that's why the stock is so cheap right now. And they go in and they analyze the balance sheet. They look for hidden treasures in that balance sheet. Are inventories being stated too low? Are properties owned by the company being stated too low? Are other assets on that balance sheet understated on the balance sheet? All kinds of little tricks that they look at. Income statements. What would a 1% change in the margins do for this company? And when they think that they have a wide margin of safety, meaning that they believe that the intrinsic value of the stock is worth much more than where the stock is today, they go in and buy the stock. They don't look at a chart. They're obviously not buying the best performing stocks in the market. For the most part, they're buying the worst performing stocks in the market. And that's the nature of the beast of value investing, where the emphasis is put on valuation. Okay? Now, I've studied value investing at length, in depth. I've practiced value investing from time to time. And my experience has been this. Maybe I don't have the patience that the deep value investor has. Maybe I don't have the conviction in my intrinsic value numbers. But for the most part, I have found that there's just so many value traps out there. Stocks that seemingly are cheap on the surface, but underneath, they're broken. Stocks like JCPenney. Seems to me like it's a broken stock right now. Can it come back? Sears Holdings. It seems to me like it's a broken stock. I'm just throwing these out as some of the examples. I can remember when Lehman Brothers was being touted as a undervalued stock in 2008, but underneath it was broken. I can remember when a Citigroup was being touted as an undervalued stock, and Bank of America, and Bear Stearns back in the late 2007, early 2008 era. And a lot of those stocks went to $1 a share after that. They were cheap all the way down. So I guess I have a hard time. For that reason, I have a hard time with being a pure value investor. God bless those that can do it and have faith and conviction in their intrinsic value numbers and are able to wait it out. They have some really bad years. It's tough on a value investor when the market's taking off like it is in 2013. And they're being left behind. But they believe deep down and have conviction that if they're patient, eventually they're like the tortoise that will catch up with the hare. And, you know, in the bad years, value investing wins out. In the good years, growth investing wins out. What about something where it includes both of the various, both of these theories on the market? The other one, basically, in my opinion, is growth. Growth at a reasonable price. And it goes out, extends out to the momentum investor, the performance investor, the people that are looking for trends and riding those trends. It can get as far out as relying on the charts only, just technical trends only, maybe a little bit of relative strength and buying the strongest stocks and paying no attention to value. A lot of these people were the ones that were saying back in 2000 that value doesn't matter anymore. And guess what? They found out that value does matter. A lot of those people that I watched back in the year 2000 that were rock stars, the Gerrit von Wagners of the world, and Henry Blodgett and some of the others, they were rock stars. When they said a dot-com stock was a buy, that stock would be up $50 or $60 just like that, just because they said it. Well, those rock stars got clobbered. To me, the answer lies somewhere in the middle. In the middle. I'm a value and a momentum investor. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What do we have to worry about in the market right now? We've just come through another big worry, that being the government shutdown and the default of the government. Would it happen or wouldn't it happen? Well, we've come through another crisis, and we look ahead to the next crisis. It really hasn't been identified yet, but the one that's starting to move up the worry ladder is tighter Chinese monetary policy. And I would say that the most important factor facing our markets here would be U.S. monetary policy, because you can't fight the Fed. As long as you have the Fed behind your back, the market, you've seen what it's done, all right? Now, when the Fed starts to turn on the markets and tighten up the screws, you saw what happened when Bernanke just mentioned it, wrote it on a napkin, and someone saw him writing it on a napkin. No, I mean, he actually talked about it, that, hey, at some point in time, we're going to have to taper. We have not had a lot of good economic reports since then. And in fact, most of the economic reports we've had have been poor, meaning, well, now they're not even talking about tapering. At least the pundits aren't. They're saying the Fed may not have to taper until way into next year. And of course, when Janet Yellen was announced as the successor to Bernanke when his term expires, I believe early in 2014, the market's been celebrating ever since, and interest rates have been coming down. But I would say that the most important factor that is out there is the Fed and Fed policy. Tightening, are they going to tighten? Is Yellen going to be more dovish than Bernanke? Or is she going to be more hawkish and tighten the screws to those interest rates? So that's something that we have to really watch closely, is the interest rates, statements by the Fed, what the Fed is doing. Because I think that has the biggest impact. The biggest worry that I saw this year was when the Fed started talking about tapering. That's when I got the most nervous. That's when my teeth started to chatter, you know? So we'll keep an eye on the Fed going forward. And whatever else comes up along the way. Because there's always something lurking around the next corner out there. Now, here's a good lesson on why it's best to not listen to the headlines and not listen to, you know, pundits talking about different things, but instead look at the facts. Okay, I've heard a lot of bad things being said about Boeing. It wasn't that long ago. I'm thinking like a year and a half ago when they had the fire on the Dreamliner. One of the batteries caught fire, and Boeing stock was looking, you know, a little bit shaky, weak at the knees. And I thought, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with Boeing. It seems like they have problems. And what I've done ever since is watch Boeing go higher and higher and higher and higher. Let me grab my app here, and let's take a look at Boeing. You know, this is for you Seattle folks. I know it's not headquartered there anymore, but there's still a lot of exposure, a lot of Boeing influence up in the Seattle area, a very important company to that area of the world. Boeing, BA, is now a $96 billion market cap company. Yeah, yeah, it's a large cap stock, and it's headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. And Boeing reported earnings this week, and Boeing blew away earnings. Let's just take a look. You know, this has not been a good year for large cap companies, but there's been several exceptions. And I have invested in several of those exceptions, like MasterCard, like Visa, like Regeneron, like Netflix, etc. Large cap stocks that have been doing almost as well as their small and mid-cap counterparts. Boeing has also done very, very well. It's been one of the best performing large caps in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, BA has delivered 15.5% per year to investors. That's triple what the market has delivered. Over the last 5 years, Boeing has been doubling the returns of the market. It's been averaging 26.7% per year returns to investors, total returns, including the dividends, while the market's been delivering 14.4%. Over the last 3 years, Boeing's been doing just fine, thank you, 22% per year. The market's been doing 14. And over the last 12 months, Boeing is up 70%. It's one of the top performing large cap stocks in the entire market. It's tripled the returns of the market over the last 12 months. The performance grade that Boeing gets, and remember, Boeing is competing against all these young bucks, biotech stocks, technology stocks, pharmaceuticals, high-flying oil companies, and yet Boeing gets a performance grade of A- as a stock, as a company. And Boeing, obviously, is a well-run company. Yeah, they've had a few issues along the way, but I'm looking at the stock of Boeing. Over the last year, with a 69% rise in the stock, it gets a momentum grade of A-. Very unusual to see a large cap stock like Boeing with an A- momentum grade. But such are the facts of the world right now. If you go back to 2008, however, Boeing's not the safest stock in town. The market was down 38% in 2008. Boeing was down 50%. So there's some risk there. I give it a safety grade of C-. You know, hey, it's subject to market downturns. It's subject to, I can remember when 9/11 hit, you know what happened to the airlines and the people that made the airlines? And oh, man, they got absolutely slaughtered. Now, what about the valuation on Boeing? And it looks like I'm going to have to sharpen my pencil here and factor in the new earnings that Boeing has just reported and the earnings going forward on the stock. Boeing pays a little bit of a dividend, 1.6%. So that factors into the equation of how much upside potential that the shares currently have, in my opinion. I see a stock that's currently trading at 16.7 times forward earnings. At the same time, it's expected to grow by about 12.3% per year over the next 5 years. It's trading at a little bit of a premium to its growth rate right now. But the PEG ratio isn't like totally out of line here. The PEG ratio comes in at 1.36. So it's trading at a premium to its growth rate. But the stock is obviously doing quite well right now. And the market thinks it deserves a premium multiple at the current time. When I take the earnings estimates that were out there on the street as of about a week ago, I think they're going to go higher and extrapolate it out. I get a stock that's worth $200 5 years from now. It's not the cheapest stock in town, but it's reasonable. Out of 3,595 stocks, Boeing comes in at number 195 and gets a Gunderson grade of A-. I like A- or better. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked in the first quarter of the show about pure value investing. Do you have what it takes to be a pure value investor? Is it worth it to learn what it is to be a pure value investor? You know, I think understanding valuation is very, very important. You should know what a PE ratio is and what a price to sales ratio is and what a price to book value ratio is and what a price to cash flow ratio is. I think that's important, and you should have a basic understanding of the valuation of companies and how they're valued in the public marketplace. In my newsletter every week, you find lots and lots of examples, or on the show, well, on the show every single day. I do at least two examples every day of how to value a stock. And that, to me, is very, very crucial, very important part of the overall analysis of a company before you buy it. It has to make sense. You have to be able to make a case for that stock going a lot higher down the road. Why else would you own the stock? If the stock has no upside potential, if it's already reached its upside potential, well then, why would you want to buy the stock? So it's all very important business. I don't believe in being a pure value investor. My hat is off to those that are pure value investors and have done great over the years by buying companies that have intrinsic values much less or much greater than where the stock is trading at today, and they have the patience to wait it out until at some point in time in the future the market finally recognizes that intrinsic value and the stocks trade closer to that intrinsic value eventually. Also talked about, you know, headlines. You know, if you've watched the headlines, especially a couple years ago, a year and a half ago, you'd have never bought a share of Boeing. Never. With all the problems, you know, you'd have thought that the company was just fraught with problems. Their Dreamliner and fires and delays and layoffs and all kinds of labor problems, this and that. But you know what the stock did through it all? It marched forward on to new highs. The market's the same way. If you watch just all the headlines in the market, if that's the only thing you're looking at, and the sentiment, and this guy and that guy talking about how bad things are out there, you would probably never buy a share of anything in the market, depending on who you're following, Nouriel Roubini, or, hey, I see one of these big bears, Rosenberg, he turned bullish yesterday. Now I've got something to worry about. Okay, now that worries me more than anything. When some of these guys are finally throwing in the towel and saying, crying uncle. Look at a chart. When you get a chance, look at a chart of SH. That's the inverse of the S&P 500. And you see what has happened to the bears over the last 3 months, over the last 1 month, over the last 6 months, over the last year. Over the last 3 years, look how wrong they have. That is the ugliest chart you ever want to see. And yet, hey, I hand it to those people. They stood by their convictions. They didn't cave all the way down. So, you know, I mean, there's another lesson there. It's very important to the people you choose to listen to. When you get a mass mailing and in your mailbox there's a letter saying, open this immediately, your portfolio is in dire jeopardy. You know, look, these guys create these headlines so you'll open up the letter. And the same thing happens in the newspapers and on the TV. They want you to open it up and look at it and ponder it, and they want to scare you. Rosy headlines don't sell newspapers. If I'm walking by the newspaper stand and it says everything, no crime last night in San Diego, you think I'm going to buy that newspaper? Mass murder in Claremont. Okay, I better get that newspaper. I better check and see. My life might be in jeopardy tonight. Do I want to go out tonight? Probably not. Claremont's not too far from here. Mass murder? Then they got the guy behind the bars. I need to read this article and find out. They're preying on your emotions all the time. And like I said, with Boeing, you'd have thought that they'd have never had another airplane come off the line at Boeing. And yet the stock has been one of the greatest performers in the entire market, especially as it relates to large cap stocks. And I'll bet on my app, I have the ability here to look up stocks. We'll just take a look at one of the screens that's built into the app. Let's look up stocks by their market capitalization, okay? Let's go to the conservative stocks, or let's go to the large cap stocks, and let's press on that. And there's the rankings right there of the large cap stocks. Boeing currently, it's down the line a ways, but it's still, you know, probably the 20th ranked large cap stock in the entire market. If you like large cap stocks, you ought to be looking at Variant Pharmaceuticals and Continental Resources and Priceline and Netflix and Starbucks, which is hitting new highs, another Seattle company. or Celgene or Delta or Cerner. Those are the top-ranked large-cap stocks right now. If you like a little bit of safety and dividends, you can go into the app and look at what dividend ratio those stocks pay. But those are the large-cap stocks that are currently leading this market. And likewise, I can go to small-cap stocks and click on that. What are the top-ranked small-cap stocks? You should be looking at companies like Insulet and Opco Health and West Pharmaceutical and Encore Capital and Corvell and Cantel Medical and Pharmacyclics, which I don't believe is a small cap anymore. We need to bump that one up. But that's a very handy way of analyzing the market. Look how long that took. It's right there. There they are. All right. So anyways, Boeing is a best stock now. Let's talk about another one right now. This one I've written about many times in the market. And I wrote about it recently. And I said, here's a biotech you don't want to miss. It's a company out of Ireland. We've talked about this many times in the past. I wish I had a little Irish music. Maybe my board operator and my engineer can find a little Irish jig as we end this segment. Let's talk about Jazz Pharmaceuticals, or some smooth jazz, either one, you know. They develop specialty drugs in therapeutic areas of narcolepsy, oncology, pain, psychiatry, and others. Jazz Pharmaceutical is a mid-cap stock. It's $5.2 billion in market capitalization. Jazz Pharmaceuticals is the best stock now for the following reasons. Let's pull it up on the Best Stocks Now app. Look how quick this is. We can analyze the stock and know exactly what it's worth and what the performance has been. I don't know of anywhere else where you can do this so quickly. Over the last 10 years, it doesn't have a 10-year average, over the last 5 years, Jazz has delivered 90% per year. No dividend here, just 90% per year capital appreciation. Over the last 3 years, Jazz has been going up by 102% per year. That's doubling every year for 3 years. Imagine if you'd have just had your whole portfolio in Jazz 3 years ago, you'd have doubled your money three times by now. And you're sitting on Easy Street. You're off in the Winnebago to see America with your poodle. Over the last 12 months, Jazz Pharmaceuticals is up 66%. It gets a performance momentum grade of A- right now, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now let's look at it from a valuation point of view. And to me, this is a very attractive side of Jazz Pharmaceutical. Most biotechs don't have earnings. This stock has big-time earnings. They're expected to make $7.84 per share over the next 12 months. They're expected to grow their earnings over the next 5 years by 23% per year. That means that the stock is currently trading at a forward P.E. ratio of just 11.5. The average stock in my database is currently trading at about 19, almost 20 times earnings. We're getting up to that 20 area, which is something we need to be aware of. But as long as we have the Fed behind us, we can support it. When the Fed isn't behind us, we won't be able to support those kind of multiples anymore. I'm just sending out that warning. Okay, we need to watch the Fed. Jazz Pharmaceuticals currently has a PEG ratio of 0.51. That's nice, beautiful. I can remember when Apple was 0.51. I can remember when a lot of the stocks that went on to be big winners were 0.51. There's no guarantees here, however. It's still a stock. It's still subject to FDA warnings, FDA approvals, FDA this, FDA that, patient adverse reactions to drugs, all the usual risk that you have in owning equities, and especially owning biotech equities are inherent in this stock. Valuation's good. Performance is good. Chart is good. Number 152 out of 3,600, and it's a stock we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. The newsletter goes out every weekend. I talk in depth about the big picture of the market, the facts of the market, not the emotions. I'm not trying to scare you into doing anything, and I'm not trying to prey upon your greed. This stock could triple. You know, I see these headlines and I see these pop-up ads all over the place. And they're preying on a couple of things, either fear or greed. You'll see some old guy say, why I put my life savings into this stock? Okay, good luck with that. Or why I'm selling everything and buying gold? Okay, good luck with that. There's a lot of people out there that are selling something. That's what they're doing. They're selling something. And doomsday sells and greed sells. I don't know. The truth, I guess. I mean, I just try to be truthful about what I observe in the market. Does the truth sell? Yeah, I do just fine. Big clientele, a lot of subscribers to my newsletter. But I'm certain I'd get on TV more often. I'd probably be even bigger if I was scaring people or preying on their greed, you know, one or the other. I'm just kind of in the middle. I'm an observer of what I see in the markets every single day. And while you're out doing your thing, whatever your thing is, I'm here glued to my computer screens the entire time the market is open. And usually, well into the afternoon, I try to get all my phone calls and emails answered in the afternoons. And when I go home, a lot of times I look at stock charts and a little. I do say hi to the wife. Hi, honey. How you doing? Okay. But I just really enjoy what I do. But I try to stay on top of it. That's the key thing here. When I hear people complaining about, you know, where they were before, they didn't feel like anybody was on top of things. Are you really watching this daily for me? Are you reacting? You know, the market is shifting a little bit right now. It's definitely going through some shifts, and I'm reacting. And I'm taking some action here, taking some profits off of the table, investing in some other areas of the market as the market shifts a little bit. It's a very time-consuming process. And you have to be able to separate the good stocks from the bad stocks. Look at today. We had Boeing report and we had Caterpillar report. Boeing is flourishing in this environment and Caterpillar is suffering in this environment. And it shouldn't be too difficult to figure out why Caterpillar is suffering. In fact, I have covered Caterpillar many times here over the years. Caterpillar was one of the stocks in my book. But since then, the world has changed. It's no longer the commodity, you know, you would have thought that we were running out of oil, that we were running out of coal, that there was not enough molybdenum in the world to get by. And rare earth minerals, we were almost out. And commodities were skyrocketing. And companies like Caterpillar were doing very well because they have a big exposure to the mining industry down in Peru or wherever else, up in Canada, where they're pulling natural resources and minerals and chemicals and whatever else is needed out of the ground. And it was all going to China by railroad. That was a different era. Now it's 2013, and that has slowed down considerably. And those stocks that are dependent upon that boom, that commodity boom, they've been quiet for a couple years now, year and a half. They're not doing what they were at that time. So Caterpillar is suffering. and Boeing is flourishing right now. Another stock that I want to bring up here, it's a stock that I got back into in my large accounts, my conservative growth accounts. I did dabble for a minute in the aggressive accounts with it, but then I decided to move on. But I still have a pretty large position in my conservative accounts. I got back into Apple when the stock finally settled, when it started going sideways, finally found a base, and when it finally started to break out to the upside. And I warned people all along that Apple's going to eventually do a Netflix. Netflix went from like 350 down to 60. And what did Netflix do? It found a bottom. And it went sideways. And all the angry, mad people were out of the stock. New investors were coming into it. Like Carl Icahn. Apparently he came into it somewhere in the mid-50s. And the stock eventually broke out and started heading up again to the upside. And that's when I got back into Apple, is when the ranking started to improve and the sentiment started to improve. And more importantly, the chart started to improve. And Apple did do a Netflix. If you look at a chart of Apple, Apple bottomed out at 385. And it languished there. It traded in a range for about 6 months or so. And Apple finally broke out in mid-August of this year. You can go back, look at the chart of Apple, look at what happened in the middle of August. And that's when I got back into Apple. And Apple has now established itself. It's in an uptrend once again. I don't buy stocks that are in downtrends. I don't buy stocks that are in sideways trends. And I'm very careful with stocks that are starting to roll over at the top. That's where I want to flee and run for cover, run for safety. Apple is back in an uptrend. It did do a Netflix, just as I said. When I was back on CNBC earlier this year, and I stated that Apple is dead money, and it was for several months, I said, but eventually what you want to watch for is when it does a Netflix, and when it breaks out to the upside, which it did in August of this year. And now I'm back into Apple. So you know what? To me, you've got to have the valuation, which we talked about in the first quarter of the show. You got to have the performance. Is the performance back in Apple? It's not the hottest stock around, but it's back in an uptrend. And it has superior performance when you compare it against other stocks, as does Boeing. Caterpillar lacks that right now. And thirdly, you got to have that powerful stock chart, the one that's going in the right direction. And obviously Boeing has that, obviously Apple has that, and obviously Caterpillar does not have that. So I like to have all three. I like to have all three. I'm very demanding. All right? Demand, demand, demand. That's what I want. If you'd like to see what's meeting my strict criteria right now, I publish it in my newsletter every week. There's about 5 model portfolios, pwstreet.com. If you'd like to have an active money manager on your side, I'm Bill Gunderson. I'm pwstreet.com. I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.